It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25 College Football Rankings, and we see a train wreck coming. Ooh. After this week's losses by formerly unbeaten Tennessee and Clemson of the ACC, there are now just four major college football teams without a loss, with three games to go in the regular season. Georgia's stifling defense and balanced offense ended Tennessee's unbeaten season 27-13. Georgia had this game under control from the opening moments as Tennessee's lone touchdown came with just 4 minutes left in this game. Then Saturday night at South Bend, Indiana, the rejuvenated Notre Dame Fighting Irish obliterated formerly unbeaten Clemson 35-14. And like Georgia, Notre Dame controlled this game from beginning to end. Though the game wasn't a conference ball game for Clemson, the bad impression that it left on a national television audience will hurt them if they finish the season with just one loss and are trying to get a spot in the four-team college football playoffs. So that now leaves us with a quartet of Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU as the only remaining unbeaten teams. Ohio State will host Michigan on Thanksgiving weekend on Saturday, November 26th. So that means that there will be a maximum of just one team coming out of the Big Ten Conference unbeaten. The Big 12's surprising leader this year is TCU. And the 9-0 Horned Frogs have beaten all comers and will travel to play an improving University of Texas team, who's 6-3 this Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. Then the Froggies will hop on down to Waco and play 6-3 Baylor next weekend. If TCU is successfully able to maneuver its way through the Big 12 landmines and end the season unbeaten, they're pretty much a guaranteed lock for this season's Final Four of college football teams. In summary, there'll be a maximum now of just three unbeaten teams remaining at the end of the college football season. If that were to happen, a trio of Georgia, TCU, and the winner of the Michigan-Ohio State game will all be guaranteed a spot in the college football playoffs. And lest we forget, there will be a multitude of teams which could finish this season with just one loss, so let's talk about that. With both Clemson and North Carolina currently sporting just one loss, the winner of the ACC could emerge with a 12-1 record after the conference title game. In the American Athletic Conference, the surprising Tulane Green Wave is now 8-1 for the first time since 1973.
Yes!
If the New Orleans-based Greenies can finish off their incredible season with a 12-1 record, they could raise their hands and say, pick me, pick me.
Bye, bye, bye!
The Pac-12 Conference right now is a big mess. Oregon, UCLA, and USC all have an 8-1 season record. So let's assume that one of those three one-loss teams will emerge as champions of the Pac-12 with a 12-1 record after the conference championship game. Independent Liberty University is now 8-1 after going into Fayetteville, Arkansas last weekend and defeating Arkansas of the SEC West. The Flames led from start to finish in their 21-19 win. Liberty now has winnable games at 5-5 UConn and at home against Virginia Tech, who's 2-7, and New Mexico State, who's 3-5. A final record of 11-1 is quite possible for the Liberty Flames. And don't forget about the Sun Belt Conference. Coastal Carolina is now 8-1 after dispatching a tough Appalachian State team last week. These Chanticleers aren't chicken to take on any of the big-name teams either. They could finish the conference champs of the Sun Belt with a 12-1 record. The Southeastern Conference is the most intriguing problem for postseason. After Georgia's convincing win over Tennessee last weekend, the defending national champion Bulldogs will likely skate into the SEC championship game unbeaten. Even if they were to lose to a rapidly improving LSU Tigers team who's now 7-2 in the SEC title match, it would be hard for voters to keep the national champion Bulldogs out of the field if they finished 11-1. And also Tennessee, don't forget them, they could run the table and finish the year at 11-1. However, the Vols are going to miss the SEC championship game due to last Saturday's loss to Georgia in their SEC East matchup. And that same scenario looms for Ole Miss of the SEC West. Let's say that the currently 8-1 Rebels are able to take down a suddenly reeling Alabama team, who's now 7-2, this Saturday night, 6 p.m. on ESPN, and win their last two games to finish out at 11-1. Since the two-loss LSU Tigers currently own a tiebreaker after beating Ole Miss and Baton Rouge, the Rebels, just like Tennessee, might be finishing the season with one loss and still not playing in their conference title game. And as of today, I think it's fairly safe to assume that one of your two Big Ten teams, either Ohio State or Michigan, is quite likely to be one of the top four teams selected for the Big Dance. And just like Tennessee and Ole Miss, the loser of the Michigan-Ohio State game, since both of these teams are in the Big Ten Eastern Division, could finish the year with an 11-1 record. Meanwhile, the winner of that Ohio State-Michigan game will play the Big Ten West leader, currently Illinois, in the league's championship game. However, that'll leave a shopping cart full of quality teams available for the playoffs at the end of the year. With just two remaining spots in the postseason field, we could see a dogfight emerge between up to 9 teams for those remaining two playoff spots. Hear me out. Number 1, the AAC champion, could be Tulane. Number 2, the ACC champion, either Clemson or North Carolina. Number 3, the Big Ten East runner-up, the loser of Michigan and Ohio State. Number 4, the Big 12 champion, TCU, if they should lose a game before the end of the year. Number 5, the Pac-12 champion, the one-loss survivor of Oregon, UCLA, or USC. Number 6, from the SEC East, Tennessee. And number 7, from the SEC West, Ole Miss. And number 8, the possible Sun Belt champion, Coastal Carolina. And number 9, the independent Liberty University. Oh, what a mess this is going to be. And as much as I personally love chaos for college football's playoffs, this is setting up for mayhem that even the guy on that TV commercial is going to be proud of. So now, without further ado, let's unveil the SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 teams for the week ending November 5th, 2022. At number 25 this week, re-entering the survey from the American Conference at 7-2, the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 24 from the Sun Belt, 7-2, South Alabama. At number 23 this week, winning their game against Wake Forest from the ACC, it's North Carolina State. At number 22 out of the Pac-12, at 7-2, the Washington Huskies. Now, they'll travel to play our number 5 team in the survey, Oregon. That's a good game coming up Saturday, 6 p.m. on Fox. At number 21 from the Big Ten, at 7-2, Penn State Nittany Lions. At number 20 out of the Big Ten, the West leader, the Illinois Fighting Illini. At number 19, they've fallen this far from the SEC. Yeah, based on the way I rank them, that's where they are. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide, who'll have another road game this week at number 12, Ole Miss. That game will be 2:30 on CBS. Moving up to number 18 this week out of the American Conference at 7-2, it's the University of Central Florida, and they'll have a conference battle royale with number 8, Tulane, at 2:30 this weekend on ESPN2, UCF and Tulane. That'll be a good one. Number 17 out of the Sun Belt, the Troy Trojans. At number 16 from the Pac-12 at 7-2, the Utah Utes. Coming in at number 15 after a thrilling 2-point conversion at the end of the game in overtime against Alabama, the LSU Tigers. Now, they'll travel to Fayetteville this week to play the University of Arkansas. At number 14, our first 8-1 team, Liberty University. At number 13 from the Sun Belt at 8-1, it's Coastal Carolina. Number 12 from the SEC at 8-1, it's Ole Miss. Hotty toddy time is 2:30 against Alabama on CBS. Number 11 this week from the Pac-12, USC. At number 10 out of the ACC at 8-1, the University of North Carolina. They'll travel to play 6-3 Wake Forest, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN2. At number 9 this week after their first loss, it's the Clemson Tigers. At number 8, from the American Conference at 8-1, it's the Tulane Green Wave, and their big game, hosting 7-2 UCF, will be 2:30 on ESPN2. Coming in at number 7 from the Pac-12 at 8-1 also, it's the UCLA Bruins. At number 6, after their first loss of the year at 8-1, it's the Tennessee Volunteers. Now, they'll play host to Missouri at 11 o'clock on CBS. And now our top 5. Out of the Pac-12 at 8-1, it's the Oregon Ducks, and they'll host 7-2 Washington in a big matchup this week, 6 p.m. Saturday night on Fox. At number four, our first unbeaten team from the Big 12, it's TCU. TCU is going to have a tough one as they hit the road to play at 6-3 Texas Saturday night, 6:30 on ABC. At number three, at 9-0, it's the Michigan Wolverines. At number two, from the Big Ten, at 9-0, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. And at number one, after soundly defeating Tennessee, from the Southeastern Conference, last year's defending champions, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Woo! The Dogs will head to the road and play a dangerous 6-3 Mississippi State team. That game is 6 p.m. on Saturday night on ESPN.